This is a project over $700 million, you see. And the necessity and desirability of this project have been made plain both strategically and in an immediate practical sense. We have traversed this territory, but a number of persons seem not to want to listen. So I need to repeat it. Let's deal with strategically. After July 1993, something dramatic began to take place in the economy of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The banana industry had started its irreversible decline, not because our farmers and our workers and all those involved in the industry were not doing their work optimally. It is that external circumstances precipitated the decline. Britain entered the single market and economy on the 1st of January 1993. On July the 1st, 1993, there was a new banana regime. The protective market in Britain for our bananas and St. Lucia's and Grenada's and Dominica's and Belize and Jamaica's, all of them were protected. All these banana markets were protected, paying us above what the market price is. Britain entered the European single market and economy. They had to amend that. But it was negotiated that there would be a period of where you'll have a diminution from 1993 up to 2017 or thereabouts to give you time for adjustments. Part of the developmental thrust of the European Union itself. However, the owners of NABOA, which is an Ecuadorian company, and Dole, Chiquita, and Del Monte, American-owned companies. America doesn't produce bananas, but they had these three big companies producing largely in Latin America, and the biggest producer was Ecuador.